Now, this is a slightly older story from The Guardian, but it's one that I want to bring to your attention because it just shows the vulnerability of the average person. Fury as law firm boasts of great win over parents of vulnerable children. A law firm that specializes in contesting claims for children with special educational needs, or SEN, has apologized for publishing a series of tweets that appeared to gloat at parents. Baker Small, a law firm that acts for local authorities, triggered widespread anger amongst parents of children with disabilities with the remarks made on social media. The firm subsequently deleted them and made a donation to charity. One of the tweets said, "Crikey, had a great win last week which sent some parents into a storm. It is always a great win when the other side thinks they won." Another referred to a tribunal victory over an attempt by parents to get funding for an intervention that can help autistic children, called Applied Behavioral Analysis, or ABA. It said, "Great ABA trib win this week. Interesting to see how parents continue to persist with it. Funny thing is, parents think they won. Smiley emoticon." Several people reprimanded the law firm for its remarks. "Probably not that funny on reflection," tweeted Daisy Russell in response. But the person writing on behalf of Baker Small replied, "Whenever someone thinks they have won and they have conceded 90% of their case, it does make me smile. A little more gravitas might be in order. You're dealing with vulnerable children's lives," a campaigner for ABA wrote. Later, the Baker Small Twitter account posted another message with a picture of a kitten laughing beneath the words, "Some great tweets received today from people who just see a one-sided argument. Just shared them with my cat." The law firm's tweets were later deleted, but were still visible on the Special Needs Minefield blog. Debs Absland, the blog's author, wrote, "This company is not just celebrating a win, they're laughing at the parents who had lost. Somehow, the child at the centre of this didn't appear even to be considered." The anger over the law firm's flippant postings has roots in a deeper unease at local authorities' increasing determination to fight parents at tribunal for funding of their children's special needs provision. Baker Small is, or has recently been, contracted to provide legal services in relation to contesting SEN and disability tribunals to a number of local authorities, including Buckinghamshire, Norfolk, Hertfordshire and Gloucestershire, with total contracts estimated as being worth up to £1 million. The Milton Keynes-based company has for years caused unease amongst parents concerned with the adversarial nature of its style on behalf of local authorities at SEN tribunals. In a now-deleted description of Mark Small, the company's founder, the firm's website appeared to advertise his skills in helping local authorities cut costs. Quote, "Mark also has experience in advising local authority SEN departments on a range of matters, including managing and terminating ABA programs and parental complaints that had led to some parents to refer to him as the Terminator." The Guardian has been contacted by numerous parents who described bruising experiences during SEN tribunals when the local authorities were represented by Baker Small. Baker Small posted an apology later stating, quote, "We recognise the strength of feeling following the deletion of some of our tweets and for the content. We reiterate our sincere apology." The company said it would make a donation to Children's Hospice South West. It did not reveal the size of the donation. But the issue is unlikely to blow over. Responding to the apology, one Twitter user wrote, quote, "A professional law firm mocking parents who are fighting for the rights of their disabled children. Despicable. This is not a game." End quote. Tanya Tirero, who founded the Special Needs Jungle blog, wrote, quote, "It is clear that local authorities are in bed with legal firms who have a win-at-all-costs attitude and who do not take into account, or do not care, that a vulnerable child is at the heart of the case." She questioned whether councils, quote, should be permitted to spend taxpayers' money hiring expensive solicitors, end quote, to act in a process that is not meant to be adversarial. Diana Kay, who has an 11-year-old son with SEN, said there was a widespread lack of understanding of how hard it was for parents who had to fight local authorities for the services required by their children. We are treated like unreasonable customers, she said. In an emailed response, Mark Small said, quote, inappropriate tweets were sent by the Baker Small Twitter account, which, in the context of the work we undertake, both for public bodies and parents, were unacceptable and showed a lack of sincerity to parents. We understand all too well the pressures of the SEN system and the challenges faced by parents to secure the appropriate provision. We are sincerely sorry for the tweets and for the upset caused. Yeah, I bet they are. They're just thinking about their £1 million that are going to come from all those local authorities. They don't care about the kids at all. They don't care that this is going to damage them and is going to set them back many, many years. All they can see is pound signs, and all the local authorities can see is a way to spend less money. Because after all, SEN kids, they're not going to contribute to society, are they? They're not going to be good workers. They're not going to be good little drones, are they? Because they're not good for anything. They're good for nothing. That's the way they're seen. I'm a parent of an SEN child, and I can tell you that's exactly how we are seen by local authorities and those that put themselves in places of authority over us. Well, I say, stuff 'em.